Hey everyone, it's Pink Hood, along with Red Hood and Johnny. We are at least
And we are late.
yes,
We are late, and our
because of
apologies on that.
technical issues, which kind of bites.
Well, such is life. So tonight's show, particular note about tonight's show. Tonight's show.
Damn those technical difficulties.
We have technical. Besides the technical difficulties, and are starting a minute of 11 minutes late.
We're here though.
We are here.
Yeah.
And so the show is going to be 45 minutes in length. Hopefully.
It is.
But also,
I think Blog Talk Radio just decided to just run out and get a Powerball ticket.
That's
probably.
It. So, without further ado, we here at AMC Pressing Coast, in terms of this tonight's episode, we are going to discover not what it's like to be blind, but Red Hood does go blind now. If you or somebody that you know is blind, we mean no offense. It's just a natural of what happened with the eclipse and how everybody is going to has basically said, oh, we're going blind because of Social Security. It's a real shame. So,
yes,
this show is not like any other show in that mature language will be said, and if you have little ones in the room, we suggest you get them out of the room. Don't worry, we'll wait. Enough waiting. We should start. Right, Pink Hood?
Yes, of course.
Yes,
kind of sound like The Simpsons, like.
Yeah, we should
like,
start.
We'll take a few minutes, seconds to get out of the room. Like, is it good? Everyone's good. Here it is.
Right, exactly.
It's
out. So, we should now start.
Yes.
All right.
Here's the issue.
I've kind of gone blind. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone blind, and not really because I've had a nightmare. And the nightmare is that pretty much I've had a nightmare, guys. And the nightmare is that I went blind. The eclipse happened, didn't it? I think it did. Did it? Pinkhood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it happened, right? It happened, and it happened in most of the southern states, right?
Must be the effects.
It must be the effects, right?
The after effects of the eclipse, like. Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And the fact is that really, honestly, so a lot of things can happen. When you're blind, one, you can't see. Two, you have to feel untouched. Three, you depend on government payments. This is all around the world. Four, you hate loud noises. Five, you have to, you know, go through life with walking with a cane. And the fact is that really, and some people are blind from birth. I had a nightmare that I went blind. And I lost everything. I lost Pink Hood. I lost Red. I lost Black Hood. I lost Johnny. I lost my mom. I lost my dad. I lost everyone. I couldn't see them. Because I saw other blackness. Right. And I saw nothing. Absolute nothing. So I went down to the Social Security, you know, office. And who was in line with me? Well, the fact is that other people who stared at the sun, when they distinctly told them not to stare at the sun, were in line with me. Why?
Which is not smart at all.
It's not smart, but it is kind of interesting when they think that they could actually get blind from staring at the sun, when people then say, oh, don't stare at the sun, because then you know, then you will go blind. Everybody says this. Right? But they don't go, they don't go holding up signs saying, oh, we must go blind because we need to collect Social Security. You know?
Right.
I mean, the reality of that is, I mean, it's kind of absurd and insulting because in one way, you know, in one way it's insulting, and in another way they want that money badly, right? They want it so badly that they're willing to go blind to get it.
Right.
I mean,
like, I'm so insulted, now give me my money.
Right. I'm insulted, but I have to go blind to do this.
Right, it's like,
and yet,
people could also post on Twitter too.
Yeah, and Twitter's, the Twitter went absolutely batshit crazy.
Over this topic as well.
I mean, over this topic, and then also it went batshit crazy because of the fact that, you know.
Yeah, because Twitter goes batshit crazy.
Well, Twitter always
everything.
Twitter always goes batshit crazy, but also the fact is that just, you know, the fact is you're not going, you know, you're not going, I mean, disability advocates, they're right to say, oh yes, you know, they're right to say, that's not right.
They have a right to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When seeing idiots running amok, going, can I claim?
Well, yeah.
Can I claim something? That isn't, that was found on their own stupidity. When there hasn't, when everyone said, don't look up into the light, highly recommend you don't look up into that light.
Obviously,
I mean,
people do not believe in science.
You know, some I know how much a geek I am, but, you know, the fact I can file, you know, I can't imagine going to a disability office and saying, what's your reason for blindness? I stared at the sun too long.
I stared at the sun too long.
I stared at the sun too long?
Like, didn't we tell you not to do that?
You know, and everybody's saying, you know, everybody's saying, you know, oh yeah, no, just because I mean, the fact that you think that the reality of it is that you have to be legally blind.
Sure.
You know, legally blind, as in from birth. You can't just join it, you know, unless you get into a car crash or something like that. And your eyes are affected. Then, you know, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
Right.
You know, it's a bad idea for anybody to just feign blindness.
It's just a bad idea to stare in the sun, period, without proper protection. Eclipse or no eclipse?
Right. However, you know, in terms of the comedy of this show, we do have another topic. And the topic that we're going to discuss at length is well, one of
the
two
UK
things.
Has got the, themselves in a hot, in hot with, enough hot water with the UN, and they're now taking, UN is now taking action, pretty safe to say, which leads us to
a giant debate.
Yes.
And the debate is this. I, Red Hood, will be taking the opposition for the United Kingdom, while Penguin and Johnny will be taking the opposition for the United States. Oh, sorry, the UN.
Wait,
opposing.
And the reality of this, folks, is that if we didn't know how much this is going to matter, the premise is that the UK has pretty much, the UK has pretty much said that, or the UN has pretty much said that the UK has breached the Convention of
Disability Rights Laws.
It's disability rights laws. Now, fact is that I know we haven't. And thus it starts. I know we haven't. Number one, because we're marching out of the EU.
It still doesn't make the EU. It still doesn't. Yes, you're marching out of the EU, but people still need the fundamental laws. That
what fundamental laws do we have to provide them besides food, water, shelter? Oh, yeah, money.
How about accessibility?
Accessibility, please. They're accessible. They're accessible themselves. Everywhere we have these buttons that say press to open. I mean, isn't that enough?
No, it actually isn't.
Why?
And also, the UK has been cutting quite a bit from the UK.
We can't
UK
that's impossible.
No,
that's impossible. We can't cut our own country.
And cutting help. Cutting has been is disability organizations have stated there's a lack of accessibility to housing, decline in health and education with children with disabilities,
where?
And social services.
Where?
So, where?
Where?
Within the United Kingdom.
Within the United Kingdom.
All over the place.
All over the place. Where in the United Kingdom? Where? Where? Bradford?
It's the United Kingdom as a
London.
Whole.
It's
all over
the whole.
That's a pretty...
The whole.
In what way? I mean, come on. Really? In what way are they cutting... Are we cutting our own arms?
You're cutting rights to people. The UK is cutting rights to their own people.
Are we becoming dictators?
In quite a bit of the ways.
We're not.
So it's okay to cut social services and healthcare. And also make sure that kids are unable to get an education and have accessible learning, ways to learn.
Accessible ways to learn? What do you mean?
Providing, I know the United States has IEPs. UK, I'm sure, has some sort of standards and requirements, or at least they did before they breached this. Their agreement with the UN.
I mean,
that's for
we
sure.
Breached. What kind of things did we breach? I mean, honestly, what?
And also providing a climate where those who need services are unable to get them.
Why?
Because the money, you're trying to make sure to save money when people are hurting.
People hurt all over the place. You know.
It doesn't make it right, and social services are meant to be around.
Social services are meant to help people, not...
Yes. Yes. And also provide a equal right to education, equal equality to those who are different.
Those who are different. Right.
Yeah.
The last time I came to see difference in the UK was when I went to the disability office. You know.
It still means that people are intact, should we have that access to meet their needs.
Access to what? I mean...
Services.
What kind of services? You're not saying what kind
of
services.
There's a litany of services. Every person who has a disability requires different services. It's not a cookie cutter services. It could be quite a bit of things. It could be mental health. It could be down to physical accessibility by making sure ramps are where they can get ramps and other means of access to outside areas, public areas. It just doesn't have to be one thing.
It doesn't have to be one thing. But we have reasons for leaving. You know, Brexit caused our total economy
to
collapse.
Yes, it still doesn't mean that citizens should be left in the dust.
Oh,
it actually means... No, no. It's not just,
so
oh,
you
come
mean
on. It's also giving accessibility if someone is legally blind to get access to technologies to help them to get information. Like assistive technologies.
Assistive technologies.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of assistive technologies?
There's so many programs that are out there that are meant to help people. And there's
like,
way too many to name. Like Dragon, like telephones so people who have low vision could actually hear a name on their phones or have different services to help them to gain independence. And these laws are meant to help protect them against discrimination. And it's a way to pass. They have to make sure that there's easy ways for people to understand. And there's so many ways of preventing discrimination against those who are PWDs. Also make sure the government authorities are able and capable to provide laws to protect them, provide easy access to equal access to housing, education, and healthcare. Treating people who are women in the workplace who are disabled could be treated fairly to prevent them from job loss, from being treated in ways that would make them feel unequal, make them feel less than. Also would give opportunities to jobs and gain proper information out to and inclusion in the media.
Yes, but what makes it what
these laws make sure that people get treated fairly and are given opportunities and access to have the ability to have a prosperous life. And to get out of their situation.
In the United States, yes.
In the UK, yes.
I mean, why is it then many people who are poor and disabled are on council estates?
That's because there's inequality, and because they're relying on services.
They're relying on services.
Yeah.
They're relying on the dole, Pinkwood. They're not relying on service. That is a service, but they're relying
on service and also on laws to protect them from feeling being have equal rights to join a union, helping them set up their own business, giving people the same opportunity to work in office.
The same opportunity as what? I mean, really?
As anyone else.
The same opportunity as anybody else.
Yes.
So say,
yes. A non-disabled person. Someone who is an NT. Why? You're a typical average person.
An average person.
Also providing living standards and encouraging and providing and making sure that they're okay. Countries, those are have signed up with the UN's agreements, have to make sure policies are in place. And those who have disabilities are able to vote, even to join groups and activities. And to respect others' differences, too.
But very often that doesn't happen. Not only
yeah.
that. It doesn't happen. Yet moreover, we're not completely out of the agreement yet.
But they have breached it. So now they're in the hot seat.
And I'm guessing that the fact is that there will be an update.
Yes. Yes, there will be.
We have no idea when that will be.
When it happens.
When it happens, we'll let everyone know. Is right now we're getting news the same like everyone else. Just like everyone else. We won't know.
Good point.
And it's very difficult when there's no. We have no idea what's going on.
Well, we do, because we can get access to
it. And we don't.
I know exactly what's going on.
And what's
stuff
going
is,
on?
Stuff is messed up. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all around the world, stuff is messed up. And,
yeah.
In the United States, you kind of have.
Other than that, I don't know.
Right.
It's definitely one thing that we have to keep our eyes on, too.
I mean, yes, keep our eyes on, and on Monday's show, next Monday's show, we will have more stuff, and we will have more stuff coming up as per our interns posting it. You will see stuff on Twitter, you'll see stuff on Facebook, and you will definitely see a lot more stuff. So stay tuned on Monday. Yeah, and sorry for the late note, otherwise we would have had a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you on Monday.
Things happen. Bye.
I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
You do that.
Bye.
Right.